Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting second. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Haynes. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Haynes. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pat Sierra. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dutch Meyer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a fly ball into center field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up towards first. Rocco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling bunts towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Case moves to second. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Case. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Case steals third. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco takes first base on ball four. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Case scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright takes first base on ball four. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Curtwright moves to second. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians won, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Case. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Appling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodgen hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-0 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses who is chasing the ball. Woodling reaches third base with a triple. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rocco takes first base on ball 4. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Dickey to Appling covering second. The throw back to home, and Woodling is out at the plate. Rocco moves to second. One out. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sierra strikes out. Two outs. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Curtwright strikes out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses, who is chasing the ball. Boudreau reaches third base with a triple. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0-for-1 in the game. Haynes strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodgson hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Case strikes out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Woodling hits a pop-up towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Rocco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trotsky hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0-for-2 in the game. Haynes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dickey moves to third. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-2 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Appling steals second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kurtwright is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Callaway strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Woodling is called out on strikes. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Rocco hits a fly ball into right field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sierra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Joe Haynes. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 4 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hodgen moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.